was okay.
Okay, well, so anyways, how's it going, everyone? We're back. We took a week off. We've been doing bi-weekly lately because we feel like when we don't have shit to talk about, we're not just going to get on there and spew a bunch of bullshit, you know? So
yeah,
we want to bring the heat. So we did some conferences last week. You filmed some good videos. I might be starting a vlog. We got some good engagement tips.
Yeah.
You know, we're pretty full.
Yeah, we got a full schedule for you today.
Yeah.
And yeah, we don't want to just put out podcasts that suck where we're just talking about nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we won't talk about my beard or my haircut.
Yeah, nothing like that. Although
anything like that.
Yeah. He looks good with a beard. We should do a poll on if you prefer Eric with a beard or not.
Yeah, in the comments below, let us know beard or not.
Yeah. We'll do a poll on Instagram too.
Yeah. Speaking of polls on Instagram.
Oh, there you go.
Engagement tactics.
So, guys, my engagement's in shit this week, on my stories at least. Your engagement, Eric, has been awesome.
On my stories.
On your stories. So, you know, what the hell's going on?
So the problem is...
You got some insider info here.
I got some insider info, but this also worries me that our engagement's flipped, because I used to think and justify to myself that the Instagram algorithm is just going in waves right now, where it's focusing on one sort of content or like favoring content over the other. Jeez, I can't speak today.
Yeah.
And my stories have been killing it, but my feed posts have not been doing nearly as well. And yours is vice versa.
Yeah.
So it's clear that it's the actual content that matters at this point. As much as we try to justify it, I think it is the content. But what Matt and I are trying to do with our over-ask Instagram is build up our stories to get more views on our actual videos. And what I always tell Matt to do, when I tell people to do, is like in the morning, I start my Instagram story off with like a poll or something engaging that they could respond to, because then that gets those views up initially on the story. And then the preceding two or three slides will get more engagement also.
Yeah.
So we're trying to do that on our over ask page, but it's tough. We don't know what to post on there.
You were just saying that before we started recording, you're saying how if you click off the page, it like destroys your engagement on the story.
Yeah.
Like if you do a swipe up.
Yeah.
What about if you put a like an Instagram handle to a different page?
That screws with it also.
Huh.
So I'm trying to do that less, because I usually, if I post a bad real estate pic, I've been tagging bad real estate pics, but now I'm realizing that takes them somewhere else, which means someone's clicking off your story.
Yeah.
But I don't know, because that's an actual click. That's different than clicking away.
Yeah.
So maybe that counts as an engagement. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, because swipe up, you're on a whole different site.
Exactly.
So it's interesting, folks. Get your notepads out, because Eric's on fire today.
Kind of.
He can barely speak, but he's got one. You can actually listen, hear what he's saying. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Build
those stories up, you know, start in the morning, some votes, have some polls.
That's interesting that your feed has been less, because you've been posting a lot more people, like you did too. And we were thinking that maybe real people is getting more engagement now.
It is like a meme. Those posts did well.
Okay. So your real memes, because when you first came out and started formatting a meme into a reel, you're killing it. They're doing like unreal. Probably some of the biggest views you've ever had, right?
Yeah. I was getting like almost 500,000 views on some of them.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And then because Instagram was just trying to push reels at the beginning. So anytime you'd format anything to a reel, it was pushing that.
Yeah.
But now, like we just said, it's really trying to promote actual people. Like it wants you to film on the app natively. It wants you to show yourself.
Yeah.
So I, for the first time in months, actually did reels that were basically TikToks that I reformatted, got rid of the watermark, put them up on reels, edited them in reels, and they did really well. So
yeah, they're really good.
Pumped.
You need to do one a week.
Yeah. That's
of yourself. Now I can confirm that if you're not on reels, we've been talking about this the whole time, you need to get on reels. The reason I say this now is the algorithm on them is like, I feel like getting more and more like TikTok. So my friend, she's not a realtor. She's like a musician. She did like this funny reel with, it was like a top song and a trending song. And she has, I think, 1,200 followers, and her reel got over 300,000 views.
Damn.
So
it's huge
in like 3 days.
Yeah, the songs are like hashtags, basically. Like more, way more potent hashtags. So if you use a trending song, you're going to pop up with everybody else that used that song.
Guys, like it's not about, yeah, it's not about being funny. Fucking throw Peaches from Justin Bieber in there.
Yep.
Show some real estate stats and you're good to go. Like you're going to get a ton of views. Like I don't, if you're not doing that, no one wants to hear you say 12% up now, 15% down from fucking 3 months ago. No one cares. If you just do the bullshit pointing with Peaches in the background, you're good.
Yep. Peaches is a great, great new example. It's way better than my Juice WRLD example because the Peaches is a relevant song right now. Yeah. So that's perfect. Let's stick with that one from now on.
It's a fantastic song too. I mean, J-Beeb's new album is just unreal.
Did you see him perform at the Jake Paul fight? Did you watch that?
I have never seen. I love J-Beebs. I thought it was incredible. The actual production of the whole event.
Terrible.
I didn't know what to think.
Dude, it was like a dystopian nightmare from start to finish. It was like watching this YouTube boxer, Bieber, the light show.
The commentating. The fact that there was,
Pete Davidson is the worst, man.
Oh my God.
I hate Pete Davidson.
You don't like him at all, right?
I've always hated him. I just thought he was like a wannabe rock star comedian that I don't know. He's just always pissed me off. The King of Staten Island was the worst movie I've ever seen, too.
Oh, really? Yeah. I haven't seen it. I wonder who Jake Paul's realtor is.
He's out in Thousand Oaks.
Is he out your way?
Yeah. I don't know. Whoever's realtor is cashing it in, though. I mean, that guy's worth like 30, 40 million.
I like Logan more, though.
Yeah, Logan's mature.
Now.
Yeah.
It's a very questionable thing. I don't know. Jake Paul is just, I don't know. Ben Askren got fucked up, though. But,
yeah, he did. He looked like a doughboy walking in there. It was very strange for someone who was supposedly training for the last 11 weeks. He looked like the guy hasn't lifted a weight or done any cardio.
But he's always looked like that.
Yeah.
He's weird. But yeah, I wonder who Jake, if anyone knows who Jake Paul's agent is, I'd like to know. I know his dad's an agent out where they were born.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure.
GP?
Yeah.
Greg Paul?
Yeah. So
guy's a creep. He is. He's just like hangs out with his sons who are in their 20s.
So rich.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Why not? But Jake Paul's done a great job at monetizing his brand. And
oh, yeah.
We said this last time. We should do like boxing matches or something.
Yeah, totally.
State-wise.
I mean, he's good at I would hope that's not his. I would hope he's putting on a character. I don't know for sure. Maybe that just means he's so good at doing it. Because if he's just putting on a character, he's genius.
Yeah.
But if that's actually him, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, he's a marketing genius for sure.
You think? You think he's putting on a whole character?
I think there's a little bit of that in him for sure. But I think that he's purposely trying to be a provocateur.
A villain. Yeah.
Like the way he's calling out McGregor, the way he dresses and acts, basically. Yeah. So
I mean, you know, we could maybe, whatever. Back to real estate and Peaches. That's all I would say you have to do. I can't believe some of these people who are popping off and getting that kind of same, not as crazy as TikTok, but 300,000 views for someone who has 1,200 followers.
Yep.
Like, you know, get in front of 300,000 people. Tell me how long it takes you.
Yeah, seriously. You know? Mean from like a door knocking, cold calling perspective?
Yeah, from anything. Yeah. Go to a conference. Like, you know, it's not 300,000 people at a conference if you talk to every person.
Maybe at a 10X Grant Cardone conference.
Yeah, there you go.
But other
he joined
than
EXP.
That, no. Yeah, he did.
It's old news, but.
That is old news.
Yeah, but I just, you know, he might be popping up at more conferences now.
Yeah, we might meet him.
He might be on the podcast.
That would be crazy. Did you ever watch him on the Wolf podcast, the Wolf of Wall Street podcast?
I saw clips.
It's bad.
Yeah.
This is from like 2 years ago.
Have you seen him on Logan Paul?
No. Was he crazy?
He on Logan Paul?
Probably.
Yeah, he was both. They were both on Logan Paul, Wolf and Grant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's actually like, I used to buy his books and stuff. I liked him.
Yeah.
I have no idea why.
Well, I mean, the guy portrays an image. I mean, he's successful.
He's very, I think.
He's charismatic for sure.
You know? Yeah. I mean, we don't really know, right? Like, who knows his financial. You could look very successful. I've heard there's a lot of people like that, actually, like a lot of these
like Tai Lopez.
Yeah, like they're not actually,
they like rent their Lambos and pay a bunch of hot girls to be around them.
Yeah,
like Dan Bilzerian's doing that right now too, because apparently he's bankrupt. Tai Lopez has some
crazy
that's ridiculous
crazy.
He's been leasing his house or renting his house for like $140,000 a month or something. Yeah,
holy shit. See, that's the only type of rental I'll do.
Yeah. $140,000 a month. Just extremely high end.
Yeah, that's the only rentals I do, man. When someone, like, I can't even. Do you do, have you done a lot of rentals?
At the beginning, I did a few, but yeah. I try to avoid them.
I think I've done two because I just couldn't. And one actually turned into a buyer. So it was totally true, but I can't. The investment of, oh, in 5 years they might turn to a buyer. Yeah, well, they also might not. Fuck.
Yeah.
You know, like, Jesus.
Well, it's, I mean, the months that you spend with that rental could have been focused on getting other actual buyers too at the same time. But anytime I post something like that about getting upset that a lead turns into a rental, people get really pissed, saying exactly what you just said.
Yeah.
That in 5 years it'll turn to a buyer. It's like, who cares? I'm just making a joke. No one likes rentals.
Yeah.
Find a joke about, I don't know. Like, who cares?
Yeah, it's weird, but that's what, that would be my biggest recommendation. If you're not already doing reels, just pick a trending song, which I don't do. I don't do anything really trending. So maybe I should look into that a bit more.
You could put it very faintly in the background.
You think?
Yeah. So you could turn the volume way down.
But I don't have the real, I don't have the good songs.
But you can get them. So you have a business account or a creator account?
Business.
So you could go to any reel that has that trending song and you could save it in your reels and then you could use that song.
Oh, no way.
You can't search for it, but if you want to use Peaches, just click on Peaches. Oh, and then you could save it.
Guys.
It's a complete hack.
Guys, this is coming out tomorrow? Thursday? This is coming out Thursday, the 22nd. I'll be fucking viral by the 23rd.
You will. You could put the volume down way low so at least there's like some background music. So if you're ranting in a car, that's what you should do for your car rant videos. You should just have a little viral song going on in the background. So you'll pop up with other people that abuse that song.
Damn. So many people are going to be so upset when they see it's a real estate rant. They're just trying to.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like,
so it would be hilarious. You just keep popping up and they're like, dude, this guy's just talking with about my, like, pre-approval process.
Have you seen the angry face guy on TikTok? That guy's fucking hilarious.
He is hilarious.
I love that shit. And he says like the nicest things. Mm-hmm.
That guy crushes. I wonder if like someone like that is rich at this point. Not rich, but just like, how are they monetizing? Is he doing brand deals? Because he could do rants about brands.
Well, Zach was saying what he gets.
Oh, that's right.
You know, TikTok, I think he is probably rich because he's got like 20 million followers, I think.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's insane.
Speaking of Dan's, did you say Dan?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, speaking of Dan, I just got off the phone with Dan O'Neill.
Oh, yeah.
And his vlogs have been crushing.
Yes.
And he just did a YouTube short, which I guess you just use the hashtag shorts. Or YouTube short or something like that. Yeah. Shorts.
Yeah.
And he said that he got on the trending page because no one's using this feature yet.
Yeah.
And that he's picking up a ton of subscribers.
I did a short too. It didn't work.
How did it go?
Mine didn't work.
What do you mean? It just didn't even post?
It posted. It just didn't get any views.
Did it work? You mean no one watched? No one liked it?
No. There's something wrong with the technology.
Oh, right.
Of course. Yeah. Okay. It wasn't the content. But, work. But yeah, no, Dan's killing it. I honestly, those vlogs, you know, I enjoy Sir Hans vlogs, but they're very done. Like for a vlog, like day in the life type vlog, there's no one who's doing it better than Dan to me.
Yeah.
Like, kills it. And it's actually inspired me. I'm looking into trying to figure out how I can do something and do a vlog. We're back in lockdown though, so I'd be just fucking in here the whole time.
Just talking to me.
Yeah. But I think, cause I have like
just us, just you filming our intros 10 times over.
Yeah.
Restarting.
Well, I have that nice camera. I just showed you the last video that.
Yeah. You're real popped.
That footage I got. Oh, it's incredible. It popped, not the actual just the actual visual of it looked fantastic.
It was like I was watching Avatar for the first time. Yeah, it was crazy.
I don't know if I'll ever be able to do that again. I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
it looks incredible, but I'll just use that and like vlog. I can even vlog like myself. Mm-hmm. You know, like it doesn't have to be so proper. So I'm just trying to look into that to see how I can do something. But yeah, like right now, just because like I'm watching this vlog right now, it's called The Timepiece Gentleman, because I'm into watches, and he literally just like does like this shit, like he just films behind the scenes of everything, and I'm so interested in it, like I cannot stop watching it.
Well, people would be interested in that for you, for sure, because everyone on these Clubhouse or conferences are always asking you, how do you come up with these ideas? How do you film them? Yeah. How many takes is it? Who's the voice? Does your wife film? Like what camera do you use?
Yeah.
If you did YouTube videos just showing the back end of like, here, this is the camera. Here's the script I wrote. This is what I'm doing in my car. This yeah. is, you know, my wife that's doing the phone conversation.
Yeah.
Here's how I edit it. And then you could like even show your reaction when you post it, the engagement you're getting, and then show you deleting it immediately after just calling me. Yeah.
Hey man, like is Instagram down today or what's going on?
Is the technology broken? It's not working.
Yeah, it's not working.
Didn't go viral.
Didn't work. Doesn't work. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. But I think in general, people are more interested in personal life than you would think. Mm-hmm. Like anyone.
Yeah.
If you're doing, as long as you're not just fucking sitting there and time lapsing yourself working on your computer, like
that'd be pretty funny too, though.
The whole vlog. Yeah. That but no, if you're like showing some nice houses, like we got some nice listings right now, I'm thinking maybe I can go out there and like one of our listings has an elevator. Fucking that's sweet. Sick. Yeah, I can just go play on the elevator all day.
It's content right there for sure.
That's shorts. Yep. The technology will be up that day, I'm sure of it.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
so yeah, I don't know, maybe I need to figure out how I can do that, and if I need Nikki, my wife, to film it, or if I can just really like traditional vlog style it. Yeah, I have to figure it out. You should do it too. Maybe we should do a over ask vlog.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, it's not.
I wish we were in the same location, because then we could actually go to open, like going to open houses in LA, brokers open houses, and vlogging that would be electric content, because yeah. you could go to Bel Air and go to a $40 million house. You go to yeah. Santa Monica, check out the beach, Venice, West Hollywood. Like there's so many different locations, different architecture, different price points. That'd be really fun to like see the other agents too,
yeah.
and how the agents interact in different locations. Cause Beverly Hills agents are different than agents in the Valley or Venice agents, you know?
Yeah.
So that'd be a really fun vlog to watch, is seeing the actual houses, filming us going to the houses.
Yeah, just eating the like the cheese.
Yeah, eating wine, the cheese, drinking the champagne. Cheese.
Yeah.
Well, so when stuff opens up, I think you could definitely, like, do you guys have Broker's Caravan there? I think I've asked this before, but
no, not we don't really have that. Like on some bigger listings, I think we'll do like a broker's open, but never, it's not like that normal. And I don't even know if opens are gonna come back for
yeah
a long time. But
you don't have a designated day?
No.
We had that every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
on any listing.
Broker's Caravan. Yeah, I mean, you didn't have to host an open house, of course, but usually all the new listings would put it on Broker's Caravan so you could preview for your clients.
That's sick. But is it just higher end stuff? Like you're not doing like a 600 grand? Oh, really?
You could do anything. Yeah. So you could drive. I mean, I'd map it out. I'd go with people in my office. I did this like twice. No, I did it. I did it a lot.
You just get hammered?
No, driving around.
Oh, I thought you were just like someone drove you.
Slamming champagne. Yeah, I had a chauffeur. No, they, some of like the real high-end listings had champagne and cheese spreads and
yeah,
DJs.
Yeah, like million-dollar listing, like how they're
yeah,
selling.
Exactly.
Sunset. Yeah.
But most of them, it's just, you know, guy or girl standing there in the house. You go, you sign in. They tell you about it. They ask you if you have a client it, but then you're getting an idea of what the inventory is like. And then you have something to talk about with your clients, being like, hey, I just saw a house on Walgrove.
Yeah. Well,
so they at least, you know what you're talking about.
We do that. We do that a little bit, but we didn't have like a designated day, or maybe no one told me about the fucking day. Who knows?
Yeah.
But no, that's good. I think, but back to the vlog, like, yeah, that would be so good to vlog that. I'm surprised more. Maybe people are vlogging now, more realtors, but I don't see it a lot. like a true vlog, like what Dan's doing, that's like a really good vlog.
Yeah.
Love it. Like I invested in it.
I know. Well, he shows everything. He shows the community stuff that he's doing, like playing in his softball game.
Yeah.
But then there's a purpose behind that too, mm-hmm. because he's showing I'm doing this in this dad's group because I'm meeting people.
Yeah.
And it's fun and he likes baseball, but it's great for his business. And then it shows him on phone calls with people, like yeah. that agent that wasn't responding. His music's great. He has like good cut shots. He's showing him filming the back end of his marketing.
Yeah. No, it's good. Crushing. That's what because I've tried to do a couple things with just like Nikki and I filming with my camera. But like when it comes to the editing and stuff, I have no idea what's going on. So I have to just figure that all out. Maybe I'll give it to my, because I have videographers, maybe I can do some vloggy things and just send it to them for editing. But it shouldn't, deter me from doing it. So I need to figure that out, because that'll be great content for YouTube, because I really need to get onto that platform more.
Mm-hmm.
And just start expanding on different platforms, because I'm pretty much all Instagram right now.
Have you done LinkedIn at all?
No, I have one. I was thinking about just going and posting all my videos there and like having my display picture as Freddie Mercury and stuff, but just like really trying to disrupt the LinkedIn scene. But no, I haven't gotten into that. A lot of people have told me to though. So I don't know.
I guess it's one of the best places to grow organically. I haven't touched it yet either. It's just too many places to post.
I have a page, but I don't do anything on it. I feel bad if you'll message me on there. But speaking of messaging, I get people all the time DMing me about your mishaps. I'm cleaning up your fucking laundry.
What your mishaps? Dirty
laundry. Everyone's like, they literally message me. They're like, hey, Eric's not responding. Or like, hey, Eric didn't tag me in a post. And I'm just like, take it up with him. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
They think like, some people actually think that I'm the broke agent with you. Like,
yeah.
I think they think I might run some of the page now, which is not true. I might, I say I'm a ghostwriter.
Right.
But
I mean, I could, because I don't show my face that much. I guess I could see why people are starting to think that.
And then I also kind of come out together now. Like,
yes, exactly.
But it's Eric, everyone. And I mean, a lot of people do know that because they come to me directly because I have less followers. They're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what's been happening a lot is we have this group now, the Overass group, or top producers. We're trying to come up with a name for our people. And we think top producers is kind of funny, ironic. Yeah. But people are posting memes and stuff in this group. And the whole point was I want people to share original content and then I could post them and help them grow. It's good content for me. It's good for them. It's, developing a community. But a lot of people are sharing posts either from other pages or like an Actually Agents page or a Laughing Realtor page or something.
And it's not their original content.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's fine because not everyone like understands the content game. They're just like, maybe they don't even know where they got it. But then I'm posting those and then tagging the person that posted it in the group. And then I'm hearing that this was someone else's post.
Yeah.
And this has happened so many times to me now with like DMs or people, tagging me and stuff, and I repost it. And then that original content creator will reach out to me and be like, what the hell, man? Like, this isn't.
Yeah. That's the risk you run now. Like, you can't please everyone. And like, people are getting a little too comfortable with you. Like, I think you need to start setting some boundaries, to be honest. Like, you're very nice. You're very fucking nice.
Thank you. Thank you. Or maybe not. Thank you.
No, you are very nice. But I just mean, I think you have to, the expectations are through the roof with some.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like once you post one thing, every time you post something of mine, I thank you.
Yes, you do, actually.
I never ask.
You don't need to anymore.
Well, I do because I appreciate it. And I don't ask you to post anything.
No, never.
It's very nice that you do. But I feel like, some people's expectations are just a little like, chill out,
Yeah.
You're doing them a huge solid. You're the biggest real estate platform, really, in the industry, other than like Ryan Serhant or, someone like that is posting. And even that, your engagement rivals all those bigger pages. Like, it's the top real estate page to be posted on. Like, take your shit and be thankful. Like, it doesn't have to happen every fucking week, you know? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
No, it upsets me sometimes.
Yes. Well, thank you. And I mean, me too. Obviously, there's a lot of people that if I've posted them once or twice before, they do think that I owe them something. Yeah. So a lot of people will keep making content and sending to me that I'm also just not posting. But
yeah,
I don't know.
It's weird because you still have to have a standard, right? You can't just post things because you like people.
Or, yeah, exactly.
You know, you need to know what you know better than anyone, the content that will work.
Yeah, what's good.
So, yeah. It's
it's weird. Yeah, people also get pissed and saying like, dude, I sent like, that's hilarious. How come you didn't post that? I'm like, dude, I think, you know, this has been my job for 6 years. I think I have a kind of good idea of what
I,
is
I send you a bunch of memes.
Gonna hit well.
A bunch of memes. And I've realized how hard it is.
Yeah, it's not. It's not
every
that
one
easy.
Of my memes. The caption's the same thing.
I mean, same with mine at this point. Honestly, there's only so many real estate jokes you can make.
Yeah,
but yeah, the meme game. Because a lot of people send me funny videos. And you've hit on a lot of these memes too. Like you sent me funny memes with funny captions.
Yeah,
but the video has to be quick hitting too. It can't just be like a 40-second video of some person like falling off of a boat. If there isn't any context to it.
Yeah.
So it's like, here's someone falling off of a boat. What do you look? What can I even caption that?
Yeah. No,
like
I know.
When the buyer is, when you've almost closed the deal and the buyer backs out.
It's hard, man. It's definitely a skill set, dude. Jesus. It's like writing a script over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Jeez. You don't realize it. And then when you're posting, like people just take it for what it is and laugh throughout the day of you posting. But like, it's a lot of work.
It is a lot
like,
of work.
I sent you one this morning and I was like,
that video is hilarious. We could come up with something.
Such
for that.
A funny video. I totally forgot about that movie. And I just like saw a clip of it. But it's hard to think of an actual caption because, like you said, yeah, there's so many funny videos and it's just like, I don't know.
But that's why I'm trying to do more just personal videos now to avoid this whole credit thing, also, just because. I don't know, people appreciate like when people talk to you about your reels in the clubhouse, they are like loving it. Like even when we had Dan on the podcast, he was just like, your reels are so funny, your music videos, because it's that creative process that's way more impressive in my opinion than making a meme, for sure. Like it's actually you're editing it and it's coming from your mouth, so it's just it makes it like people appreciate that content way more. So I'm definitely trying to transition to that a little bit more, even though it's way more
time consuming. And you're
good
at it, but you're good at it.
And yeah, like, but then,
I don't know. I feel like you need to get verified this year.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a ticket.
That's the main reason behind it too, of course. Show your face.
Well, I don't know. It's cool. But like, I think that's good if you do more real person shit and then you save... You just share stuff to your stories.
Yeah.
People post it to their story. They tag you. You share it.
Yep.
That's it. Like, who's going to get, no one can get mad at that. Like, you just reposted something someone posted.
Whatever. We just don't like when people are mad at us. That's, that's the thesis of everything we say. Yeah. We just want everyone to.
I got quite a bit of people mad at that last rant I did on the coaches.
Who was mad about it?
Quite a few people. Like, some real estate coaches. Well, I sent you that one. I'm not going to talk about it. Mm-hmm. I was so offended. Fucking bullshit.
Right.
Still on there. Almost pulled it right after that. But
pulled it because a real estate coach is.
I got
protected class of people that can't be offended.
A ton of people saying that's why, you know, I'm with Ricky Caruth.
Oh, so many Ricky Caruth stands and fans. It's crazy.
Dude.
Good for him. He's got an army behind him.
Yeah, a fucking army. Really does. Really does. And I even posted in there, I said, don't talk to me unless you're Tom Ferry.
Right.
Because
that's probably what triggered people.
Yeah. The thing, and I want to say, because I really do like Tom, and I think he provides incredible, incredible value to people. Yeah. Like, I think he's really knowledgeable. And I never want to think that, I don't ever want him to think, because he follows me, we're best friends, that I'm talking about him when I'm doing these videos.
I'm paranoid of that too.
Because he is a great guy and he's one of the few coaches who's actually real deal. Mm-hmm. like really one of the few. So right before I posted that, because I talk about it's always some asshole with a whiteboard behind him, and literally I go to my Instagram to post it, and I swear to God, the first thing that pops up is Tom Ferry talking with a whiteboard behind him.
That's great.
Like, I was like, holy fuck. I don't, you know, I didn't want to offend him because he's awesome. So then I just wanted to take it a step further and say, don't talk to me unless you're Tom Ferry.
Yeah. That was a smart caption for sure. Very, yeah. Very strategic. And yeah. I thought that too, because I've made fun of real estate coaches for years, and Tom Ferry, I've always thought in the back of my head, like, this Tom Ferry, is he going to get pissed at this? But yeah. He's always messaged me or said, like, this is funny.
Yeah.
So he's got a good sense of humor.
He commented and said, thanks, man.
Oh, he did?
That's yeah. Great. And laughed. Yeah. But like I said, I'm not just saying that because I like Tom. I think he's an awesome coach. Like, I really, really do.
Speaking of Tom, we're having one of his coaches, Jason Pantana, on the podcast in a couple of days. And Jason was a keynote speaker at the event that we spoke at. And he as was Gary Vee.
Yeah.
And he crushes real estate content and coaches real estate agents on how to do Instagram stories, Facebook ads, YouTube. I'm sure he's going to talk to us about YouTube shorts. So that'll be a really fun episode.
Yeah, that'll be good because mine's broken right now. So
yeah, exactly. Teach you how to fix it.
Yeah. Yeah, that conference was good. Do you ever like take a step back? I mean, you've spoken at way more conferences than I have. You've spoken with Tom and like on the same panel, not same panel, but same conference as Tom ever?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Not maybe.
You ever take like, it was like a cool experience. Like obviously it wasn't in person or anything, but we were on the same card as Tom Ferry and Gary Vee.
Yeah.
Like that is, it's a start, dude. Like,
yeah,
fuck. Like, from just being us, you know, like,
yeah,
we got on and have gained that attention to us. I was really, I was very honored to be a part of, you know, with those people like Jason, Tom, Gary. It was pretty sick.
Yeah, it was. It was cool. And I think that we'll have a good thing in the future, especially with in-person conferences where we could do speaking gigs together.
Yeah,
because we have a good 1-2 punch with, here's how I'm building a brand, here's how you're building your own real estate brand, here's how I'm doing reels, here's how you're doing reels, here's your Instagram strategy, and like how you actually turn that into business.
Yeah.
So I think whether we have like a presentation with it, or like you said, a funny walk-up song, I don't know if we said that in this episode or the 10 quarter before this, so I don't even know what jokes I could call back to at this point.
Yeah, we were talking about, if you've seen Major League, Charlie Sheen walks out to Wild Thing. They call him the Wild Thing. I think they call him Wild Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fucking hilarious movie. But yeah, that's it. I was saying we should have walkout songs. I don't know if that was in this episode, but.
But instead of pitching against the Yankees, we're talking about Instagram hashtags.
But I feel like, because we are one day going to have our own conference, the Broke Agent Conference. I don't know what it'll be called yet. Maybe the Broke Agent.
The Over Ask Podcast.
Over Ask Podcast. Just that.
No Contingencies Conference.
Yeah. So you know, I want to, when we actually, and I think it'll be sooner than later, because I think we can get this done, as you know, let things start to open, maybe do a year of conferences next year,
scout them out.
Yeah, see, but I think we can make it into a fucking rock concert experience. Mm-hmm. You know,
yes,
I want to make it into Coachella of real estate conferences.
But instead of Deadmau5, you have Jason Pantana.
Instead of Deadmau5, we have you walking out in a Key costume.
That'd be so funny.
That'd be so jokes.
Matt had a hilarious joke. He's like, when you come on for this virtual conference, I should just have a giant key on my head instead of like a mouse outfit.
Imagine that was just you.
Oh, that'd be great. Like this.
No thing. One ever saw your face. Yeah, this is for the viewers only. Giant key. I need to make some of those GIFs. Those are really good.
Oh yeah.
I deleted the post, but I posted because I had the agency brokerage rules and said no assholes. I said example. Did you see it?
No.
I said example of an asshole, and it was you with you.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
But it wasn't getting good engagement, so I'll
see. So you pulled it.
Yeah, I'll pull it and do it again later.
Yeah, I think we could do conferences. I think the first step would be to do happy hours, which I've done before. But now that stuff is opening up again, we could do like sponsored happy hours with a QuickBooks or a Boomtown or something like that. Yeah. And then have two or three speakers just really quickly.
Yeah.
And then it's basically just a party. And it just gets real estate agents, you know, networking. We could have lenders there. We could have people could bring their clients, I guess. I don't know.
We should put on big part, like luxury parties.
Yeah.
Imagine that. We fucking invite Lamborghini, Rolex, and then it's mm-hmm. us as the headliners.
But what do we do at it? Do we speak at it?
Yeah, we'll speak, but then we have like vendors, like we have them set up
mm-hmm.
like a conference. And like, you know, okay, we're taking a break, go buy a Rolex down out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's the top producer conference.
The top producer conference of that, of like, you know, the you when you think of us, you don't think of like
top producers.
You know, I do sell luxury now, not mm-hmm. exclusively, but I have some luxury listings. I've sold some. So that's cool. But you don't think of, this is not what you think of when you think of luxury. You don't think of a fucking asshole and some banties and a baseball hat, mm-hmm. you know?
Right.
So I've always loved the contrast of that. Even starting this podcast, like us talking to like Sirhan, you know?
Yes. I mean, it's the broke agent. It's literally called the broke agent.
Yeah, exactly.
So, we're cutting that out too.
Yeah, that's cut out. Okay. Well, folks, it's been real. I think that was good. I was expecting way worse this
week. Yeah, we turned it around there for sure.
Yeah.
We had a good mix of engagement talk, conference talk, YouTube shorts, Dan O'Neill.
Yeah, Dan O'Neill. He's gonna be a subject on every episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we just had to have him on for a couple more.
Yeah. I was trying to think how we could do that. And, oh, let us know what you think of this idea. Eric and I were thinking of maybe doing once a month a live podcast. So we'll do it like this, but we'll stream it on like Instagram Live, Facebook Live. So you can do like ask live questions. So let us know if you... that sounds cool.
Jeez.
I know.
Strong really ending there.
Yes, super strong.
Let us know if you want us to just stop doing the podcast.
I'm really hungry. Let us know if you just want us to stop in general. I think it'd be a cool idea. I think it'd be a fun little switch.
I think it could get more conversation going. It'd give us topic ideas too. So
yeah,
we're not just talking about our posts.
We'll get more eyes on the podcast because sometimes people are on Instagram and they follow us and they never have the time to just click off and start listening to the podcast, right? So some people who follow us, a lot of people who follow us haven't seen the podcast. So yeah. This might be a good first, you know, they can stay on Instagram or stay on Facebook and test it out. So
good idea. Confirmed.
Yeah, confirmed. Good idea. Thank you. Well, folks, it's been real. Thank you so much. Y'all take care now.
All right, we did it.
That was good.